आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहं। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
इन् वर्स् नम्बर् 217 शङ्कराचार्यजी से that Atman is very clear, Sputataram, it is very clear inside us. Jagrat Swapna Susuptisu Sputataram Yasau Sam Ujjrimbate, Sam Ujjrimbate it manifests, very clearly Sputataram it manifests, where in Jagrat Avastha, in Swapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha. In Jagrat and Swapna it illumines all the thoughts present, and in Susupti, it illumines the absence of thoughts. So both presence and absence of thoughts is illumined by that Atman. How is it that Pratyag Rupataya, you can experience inside, Pratyag inside, Rupataya, how? It said, Sada Aham Aham Iti Antah, Sada, continuously, there is no break. Aham Aham, it is saying, Aham Aham, where? Antah, inside. Continuously, Spuran Ekatha, it manifests Ekatha, the same time, it's not that going up and down. That Aham Bhav is continuously of one type, you can experience inside what it does, Nana Akar Vikar Bhajin. Nana Akar Vikar, different type of forms, its modifications, it illumines. That is its job. Paschan Aham Di Mukhan, who sees this? Paschan Aham, ego is there, and he is there, intellect is there. Ego and intellect both are there. Nityananda Chidatmana Spuratitam Vidhi Swamitam Hridi. Nityananda, Nitya, eternal, eternal Ananda. There. Spurati, it manifests. Tam Vidhi Swamitam Hridi. Tam Vidhi, Vidhi, you know that, where? Swam. Etam, this is not very far. Etat. Swam. Etat. Where? Hridi, in your Hriday. So Shankaracharya ji, all the scripture says, first you experience it in your inside heart. Then he gives beautiful example. There is a ghat. In ghat there is a udaka. Ghato udake bimbatam. Bimbatam arkabimba. Arkabimba? Ark means Surya, sun. There is a pot. In that pot there is water. And there is a reflection of sun in that. Alokya moodha rabi meva manate. But seeing that reflection, a moodha, a fool says, this is sun fallen in the water. Similarly, tatha chidabhasam upadhi sanstham. Chidabhasam, reflection of consciousness. Chit pratbimba, chit chaya, only chaya. Where is it? Upadhi sanstham. It is in the upadhi. Which upadhi? In the subtle body, in the sukshma shirir. Upadhi sanstham. Like we all are chair stham. Similarly, that is upadhi sanstham. It is in the upadhi. Upadhi sanstham. Bhrantya aham iti eva jado abhimanyate. Bhrantya, out of delusion. Out of delusion. What is delusion? Not understanding a thing as it is. This is a reflection. I am not understanding that. What I am understanding? No. This is me. This reflection of consciousness is aham, the small I, the perceiver, feeler, thinker, or ahankar, or ego. So we think I am this ego. So what this ego has become? It's a limited. Infinite thing has become finite. Now we all consider ourselves as finite. Are we wise men or otherwise? If a fool can say that the reflection of sun in the water is sun itself, same way a jadamati will say that limited I, the small I, the perceiver, feeler, thinker is me. No. What you have to do? It says sadhana, ghatam, jalam, tadgat, arkabimbam. Three things. Ghatam, jalam, water in ghat, and pratibimbam, and the reflection of consciousness. Bihaya, leave them. Sarvam, all three. Bihaya, sarvam, all three you leave. What are those three? Ghat, jala, and the reflection, sarvam. Binirichyate arka, arka sur. See that sun? Binirichyate. Tatastra etatriya avabhasakah. He tatas, he is different. And how is that? Avabhasak, it illuminates all these three. In the light of sun, we are able to see pot, we are able to see water in the pot, and we are able to see the reflection of sun in the pot. So who is the illuminator? Sun is illuminator. Avabhasakah. Swayam prakasa vidusa yatha tada. And how is that sun? Swayam prakasa. You don't need another light to see that sun. Do you need? You don't need any other instrument to see that sun or to illumine that sun. It is swayam prakasa. Same way, now after giving the example, what we are supposed to do, he says, deham diham chit pratibimbam evam visrajya. Now compare the pot with the deha. Gross body is pot. Then diyam. Diyam means intellect, represents subtle body. So water in the pot is subtle body. And the reflection will happen in subtle body only. Reflection will happen only in water. Take out the water from the pot, there is no reflection. The pratibimba, deham diham chatapimba evam visrajya. The reflection of consciousness also, we have to leave. Three things we have to leave. Number one, gross body, subtle body, and the third is the small I, pratibim, perceiver, feeler, thinker, visrajya. Phir kya kare? Buddho nihitam guhayam. Go deep inside. Where? In Guha. Which Guha? Intellect cave. He is there. That real, original consciousness is there. It's everywhere. Inside, outside, everywhere is there. Okay. Buddhau nihitam guhayam. Drishtaram. Drishtaram is the witness. He is there. Go deep inside the intellect. Go deep inside the intellect in was. Go beyond your thoughts. Go and see the illuminator of thought. Go deep inside. Drashtaram Atmanam Akhandabodham. That Atman is Akhandabodha. There is no khanda. There is no khanda means there is no break. No break means what? It is continuously innumerating. Akhandabodha, absolute knowledge. When that absolute knowledge is there, then our all equipments function. Like when the electricity is there, all equipment function. When there is a power outage, none of the equipment will function. No equipment will function. Khanda bodham. Sarva prakasam sad asad vilachanam. Sarva prakasam. It illumines everything. Sarva prakasam. And how it is? It is different from sad and asad. It is different from gross and subtle. Gross and subtle relate to prakriti, maya, five gunas, pancha mahabhut, gross and subtle, vyakta or abhyakta, manifest or unmanifest. Or you can give one word, prakriti. Because from prakriti only came gross and subtle. First came subtle, then came gross. We all know that. And some part of the prakriti is manifest, some part is unmanifest. So gross and subtle or manifest or unmanifest. Or you can give one word, prakriti. So he is different from prakriti. He is different from manifested thing, unmanifested. He is different from gross and subtle. How is that? Nityam, eternal. Eternal. Deskal vastu aparichinna, not limited in time, space. And in any object, nityam, vibhum, vividam bhavati, vibhum. Vividam bhavati, he has become all this. Vividam bhavati. Sarvagatam is all pervading, is everywhere. You see, sarvagatam word is also is limiting Atman. As if the space is the substratum and Atman is covering that. So therefore, sarvagatam, really speaking, it is the space which is dependent on the substratum. It is beyond space also, sarvagatam. But for our understanding, we have to say, yes, it is everywhere, sarvagatam. Su suchmam, subtler than the subtlest. So what is the subtlest thing we see? Akash. Subtle we explain in our Vedanta by pervasiveness. The subtlest thing is the most pervasive. Akash is most pervasive, so Akash is subtlest. So we give an example of Atman with the Akash, but Akash is also limited, it's finite. But we can't give you any other example. Subtlest we can see is the Akash only. Antar bahi sunyam. Antar bahi sunya. There is no antar bahi. Antar bahi is a relation to prakriti, na? This body, Atma is inside. We say, pratyak atma, you go have to deep inside. So in that, there is no, in antar bahar, kuch nahi hai. No distinction between inside and outside. Antar bahi sunyam, ananyam atmana, and that atman is not different from me. It is me only, that we have to understand. It is me only. If our understanding is that Brahman is from different from me, then there will be lot of problems. Lot of problems. We'll discuss today what will be the problems. Vigyaya. Not only gyaya, vigyaya, vises gyan. One is the theoretical knowledge, another is your practical knowledge. Gyan, vigyan, vigyaya, realize it. Not theoretical knowledge, experience it. It is already with you. It is prapta vastu. Vigyaya. Samyak nija rupamayetat. Samyak? Well. Understand it very well. What is that? Nijarup. It is not other rup. Nijarup. Etat. Here. It is not far. Nijarup etat. Puman, a man, if you know it, realize it, vigyaya, what will you get? Say, bipapma. Bipapma. All the sins will be destroyed. No papa left. Bipapma. Bipapma. What will happen to punya? It will be also destroyed. Bipapma. Vidyate hriday ganti chidyante sarva sansaya chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravari. Tasmin drishte paravari. When you see that, experience that, what will happen? Vidyate hriday ganti, the knot of ignorance, avidya karma, karma, that is not. Hriday ganti we say, not a part. Hriday granti, that will be destroyed. Vidyate hriday ganti. What is that? Vidyate hriday ganti? Chidyante sarva sansaya. Chidyante? All the doubts will be khatam, destroyed. What is doubt? Our doubt? What is jiva? What is jagat? What is Ishwar? When you come to know, then you will see there is no jiva, jagat or Ishwar. He himself has become all these jiva, jagat and Ishwar. So no doubt about jiva, jagat and Ishwar. Chiyante chasya karmani, and all the karmani, all over. How you become Bipapma? You come to know, you have become Brahman. Simple. And Brahman is karta. Brahman is a karta always. Is the Brahman a karta today, when I realize? No, he was a karta in past also. So when I become Brahman, when I realize that I am Brahman, so whatever action I have done in the past, I have become Brahman. I have done nothing in the past. Kuch nahi kiya humne. Bipapma gone. Khatam. So how will they close the account? The account is running, karma account is running for millions and millions of lives. Tattvabodh. Papa and Punya, those who praise, worship, serve, realize, they will get Punya. And those who criticize, harm, torture, they will get Papa. Papa Punya. Bipapma, Birajaha, there is no dirt, no impurity. What is the impurity? Vasana. Impurity in us is our vasanas. Biraja, no impurities. Bi mrityu, bigata mrityu, no mrityu. Why no mrityu? Because he has become Brahman. And how is Brahman? Nitya, no janma and no death. Khatam. Bigata mrityu. Then next word comes bisokaha. No more grief. How will you prove? You have to understand the science behind it, how it is happening. While living, you will go beyond all grief. Bigat sokaha. How it is happening? Bigat sokaha. Grief is in mind. Good. See, many times I have said, there are only two things, Atma and Anatma. Who is giving me sorrow? How can you reach Atma? When you leave Anatma, when there is a viraga, really speaking, what is giving me sorrow is the raga to Anatma gives me sorrow. Raga to Anatma gives me sorrow. Now all the, in the spring, all the plants will start flowering. It will be beautiful to see. I enjoy that beauty. But the moment I say, my magnolia, my magnolia, it is not flower. Elsewhere, magnolia or other, what is that first one to come? The first one?
Tulips.
No, tulips comes later. Before that, daffodil comes. So daffodils, my daffodil has not come. In the market, you will find it has already come. Whenever the my is there, sorrow comes. But other daffodils you enjoy. Because it's not my. So the whole prakriti never gives me any sorrow. It is my identification with it. So in order to reach that, what we have to do? The raga, the attachment with the anatma is to be given up. Viraga. Then you get there. When you get there, you are already detached from anatma. Now will you get grief? Tell me. In between atma and anatma, we have decided atma gives us sorrow. Anatma gives us sorrow, we have decided. So if we are not attached with the anatma, and the cause of sorrow is attachment. Therefore, the word raga, viraga. So how you will get this, how this will happen, viraga will happen? Vivek, it is based on viveka. What is viveka? Discriminate between nitya and anitya. Anitya is giving you dukkha. Therefore, don't get attached. Don't destroy. Scripture is not saying don't destroy. Don't leave. Not saying. But don't get attached to it. Viraga. Now you tell me, Visok will happen or not? Bigata sokaha. It will happen. It will happen. Definitely will happen. Therefore, our Isavasya Upanishad says, Tatra ka moha ka soka ekattam anupasyate. Ekattam, now you are seeing everywhere self only. Ekattam anupasyate. Will there be any misunderstanding now? Moha? What is moha? Misunderstanding a thing. No moha. If there is no moha, no misunderstanding, no soka. There is no sorrow. Sorrow comes because of no moha. Arjun was suffering, crying because of moha. Wrong understanding of the situation. In the battlefield, he is trying, seeing them relatives. Ye mere mama chacha hain. Wrong understanding of the situation is giving him suffering. What is giving us suffering? Wrong understanding. What is wrong understanding? Mere bachche. Are bachche uske hain. Mere bachche. My children, all children belong to Lord. He has given us this job. Hey, kaam karo, hey, this is your duty. That's all. Do your duty for the happiness of the Lord. Khatam, mera duty khatam. So all our studies are to remove this soka. The purpose of knowing this Atman is only one, to remove the soka. And there is no other medicine. In Gita also we will be studying the same thing. To remove the sorrow of the world, the medicine is Atma-gyan. So when the Atma-gyan happens, bigat sokaha. There is no soka. Anandaghan, mass of bliss. Our Akhandananji Maharaj used to say, thasa thas bhara hua hai. Anandaghan. Everywhere thasa thas. There is no place for other things there. Vipaschita. Vipaschita means it is achievement of the wise person. Who is wise person? Who has realized, who has got the vigyan, vigyaya. How did he get the vigyan? By leaving three things, cast away three things. Gross body, subtle body and ahankara, ego. And we have many times seen consciousness plus ego is equal to, and jiva minus ego is equal to. Is that difficult equation? Very simple equation, basic equation. Consciousness is always there everywhere, inside, outside. When PFT comes, we think we have become limited. The infinite has become finite. What else will happen? Swayam kutaschit na viveti kaschit. Swayam himself. Kutaschit from any quarter, from any direction. Na viveti is not afraid. Kaschit anyone. Such a wise person, such a realized person, he is not afraid of any person or any situation. Direction means any situation. Not afraid. Why? Everywhere is seeing the same existence. Same tattva is everywhere. Kisse dar lagega? In Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said, dvitiyat bhayam. When we see difference than two, then the bhaya, fear will come. Otherwise, there is no fear. Are we afraid of our own hand and legs? This hand can slap other person. But are we afraid of this? No. Because it is me only. Suppose I go to some other center to take some class, and normally they keep us in householder's house, some devotee's house, and they give, Narji, you stay in this room. And all of you know the kitchen is always in the ground floor. For some reason or other, the devotee forgot to give me a bottle of water if I require at night. Now I feel thirsty, I need water. What to do? I come out of my room. I have to come down to the kitchen level. And when you come down, there are steps. And when the steps you take again go down, there is a mirror. Now there is a dark. When I am coming down, somebody from other side is also coming down. See? If he thinks he is different from me, I am afraid. The moment I realize it is my reflection, will there be any fear? No fear. See? No fear. Taittiriya Upanishad, haivesa etasmin udaram antaram kurte atha tasya bhayam bhavati. Who makes a slightest difference in Brahman, then that Brahman becomes the source of fear. That also is a Brahman only. If I think Kartikji is different from me, then there will be bhaya. If I little bit of difference you see that I am different from this, bhaya will come. Dharam, antaram, slight. Dharam means slightest. If you do, then there is a na anyasti pantha bhavabandha mukte. Na, very simple Sanskrit. You understand? Na, not. Anya, other. Asti is. Pantha, way. To remove bhavabandha. Bhavabandha? The bondage of this sansara. There is no other way to remove it. Only way is vijnaya, know. Know what? That Brahman, that Atman. And you are that. Unless we come to that level, the sorrow will never go away. Na anya pantha, there is no other way. For going to downtown, there can be various routes, from this route, that route. And GPS will always tell you, this is red. You take a diversion from you take this way. But here, no diversion. No choice. Only one. So how should we start our sadhana? Sadhana. Do you want this Atman? Which will make you be papma, be rajaha, be shokaha, be mrityu, be gat mrityu. If we want, then we have to do sadhana. What is the sadhana? Slowly, slowly, in Gita it is said, in chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita it says, patram puspam toyam, yome bhaktya prechati. Prechati means offer. any bhakta, any devotee who offers me what? Patram, one leaf. Kahan se lana hai? Have you made it? Patra, puspam. We make artificial, but that is puspam. Toyam, water. Lord Shiva is happy, give me a drop of water. Patra, puspam, toyam, phalam. One fruit, de do. Tad aham bhakta upritam asnami prayatmana. For that bhakta who is striving, whatever he offers, I eat. Aisa to dekha nahi kabhi Bhagwan. Every day I offer you prasad, but you never eat. But we are saying asnami. So what did he take? He takes the devotion, how you are offering. Bhava, bhakti. He will take bhakti part. Rest of the thing will be always there, as it is. He will be taking your bhakti. Then after that, this is starting. So to our children, what we have to say? Oh, here is the Lord. Patram, puspam, toyam, phalam. Okay, every day morning you do this thing, do namaskar, prostrate, and then go to school. Starting. Patram, puspam, toyam. Then next verse he says, yat karosi, whatever you do. Yad asnasi, whatever you eat. Yad juhosi, whatever you sacrifice. Then dadasiyat, whatever you give dan. Yat tapasyasi, yat tapasyasi, whatever tapas you do. Kaunteya tat kurusva madarpanam, you do it for me. That is what we are studying. Karma yoga. Everything for the happiness of the Lord. That we have to do. The patram puspam toyam phalam is a matter of few seconds, is it not? So patram puspam toyam phalam. Archana ji gives me time. In 10 minutes you have to do puja. Okay? That's what I'm gonna do. Somebody says, no, you take elaborate. Okay, 1.5 hours. It's up to us. But the, what is real puja? Yat karosi. This is real puja. Karma yoga throughout the whole day. Yat karosi. Yad asnasi. Whatever you eat. Whatever sacrifices you do. Everything you offer it to Lord. Then what will happen? Bhava bandha mukte. Bhava bandha. Bhava bandha means the soak. Bhava bandha. We call it bhava sagar. What is this bhava? Bhava. Always we say bhava. To become. Whole life we are trying to become this. Bacche the, then I thought that I must pass class 12. School ho gaya, bas bahut ho gaya. Chalo admission, then you become graduate, you become master, you become professional. Becoming, then you become husband, you become father, mother, this and that, then you become all of our striving during our this grihastha ashram. We want to become CEO. Everybody is striving, go up, become this. Next promotion kab hoga? Becoming. And if you have become father, then you wait for when I will become grandfather or great-grandfather. See? Becoming. When I will get retired, becoming. Bhavabandha. It's continuously that bhavabandha. Bina swa tattva avagamam mumucho. Bina, without, swa tattva avagamam, realizing the truth of one own self, without realizing your own self, O mumukshu, O the desirous of liberation, you will not get. You have to know your own Atman. No way out. So realize the tattva, what is that swa tattva? Anandaghan. You will get that mass of bliss. And many times I have said, a fraction of a drop of that ananda is sufficient for all the creation starting from Brahma to Pipilka in past, in present and future. But now you get that ananda gun. Anandakan. It's 24 hour available, that Ananda. We'll see the type of Ananda also later on. So Gurudev said, Bhakti is fruit and Vedanta is dry fruit. People say Vedanta is dry. Are, this is dry fruit. Vedanta is dry fruit. So if we chant these three slokas with understanding, it will take you to a different level. So we have seen this word by word, each word we have seen, because it is very important. Now let us see, Arjun's sorrow was removed by Gyan. What was Arjun's sorrow? He was crying in the battlefield. In 2.5 hours he started fighting. And at the end of that he said, Nashto moha smriti labdhat tvata prasadat maya uchita. By your prasad, by your grace, I got this thing. In Bhajagovindam it comes, Gyan vihina sarvamatena bhajitana mukti janma satena. Even if you take 100 births, without this Gyan, mukti will never happen. It will never happen by karma. Never happen by karma. Karma we have to do. I am not saying you don't have to do patram, puspam, toyam, phalam. We have to start from there. We have to do. But mukti will not come. It will purify my mind. And after that I have to get knowledge from somewhere. Then in Atmabodh comes, Bodha anna sadhanebhya hi sakshat mochaik sadhanam. Bodhanam, the knowledge is the act, one sadhan. See, all scripture says same thing. In Vivek Chudamani we have seen, Atmaika bodhene bina bimukti na suddhyati brahma satantare api. Brahma satantare. There it was says only if you take 100 words. Now it is said even the Brahma takes 100 words. 100 births. You know the span? Brahmaji's life. If 100 Brahmas also come and go, without knowledge, mukti will never happen. The idea is only way to get liberation is Atma-gyan. And Atma-gyan can happen only in human form. Number two. Number three, it will happen only when you purify your mind. Impurity is vasana, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, matsarya. These are impurities. Then the leader is kaam, vasana, likes, dislikes, impressions, prakriti, trigun, whatever name you want to say, agyan. How long that will take? That will take long time. That will take long time. On Mahashivratri day, we were doing Abhishekam on the actual day with different drabya. And my dhoti got some of the haldi or something, some drops of water fell on it. What to do? Kumkum. I gave it to Kritika ji. Kritika ji took one full week. Every day she washed. And she will come and say, Thoda gaya abhi aur, I have to do. Several times she has to do. It takes time. Mahatma says, Anant koti janm ki kai ek din mein na jai. This agyan, this tendencies, these vasanas we have collected from anant koti janma. It won't go in one go. Ek saath saap ho jayega. I am giving a petty example of my vesti only, which has got only a one spot of kumkum. That required so much of rubbing. Imagine how much rubbing is required. But don't get disheartened. Don't get disheartened. I guarantee that you all have got some purity of mind, otherwise you will not enter here. We have to further purify, further purify. How is this Atman in Isavasya Upanishad? We have seen tadejeti tanejeti taddure tadvantike tadantarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasya vahyata. We have studied Isavasya Upanishad. Tadejeti, it moves. And the Isavasya Upanishad, it doesn't move. Where will it move? Thasathas bhara hua hai, there is no place to move. No place for movement. Tad dure tadantike, it is far. It is far for those ignorant people, that Atma Tattva is very far. Tadantike, but for a mumukshu, it is not far. Very close. Tad adantarasya sarvasya, it is inside everybody. Antarasya. And it is bahar also. Tadu sarvasya bahiyatah. Then again, how can I get it? That also he said. It is said that sa paryagat sukram akayam abranam asnabiram suddham apapaviddham. Sa paryagat, attainable. Shruti says you can get it. Attainable. Paryagat sukram is splendid. Akayam, akayam without subtle body. How is that Brahman? No subtle body. Akayam. Abranam. Without harm. Without harm, it can never be tainted. Can be never tainted. Premalji is not there to prove that it is not tainted. Abranam, asnaviram, asnaviram, without veins, without veins. Without veins means gross body is not there. Subtle body negated, gross body is negated. Suddham is pure. Apap vidham. No pap punya karma for him. Why pap punya is not there, Brahman? Because Brahman is karta. Brahman is always you have to remember karta. If you become karta, then the pap punya will come. If you are a karta, no pap punya. Who am I? If I say I am Jekinar, pap punya. Because Jekinar is finite. But if I say no, I am Brahman, pap punya all gone. Now let us see what Gurudev writes, beautifully writes here. Having clearly understood this great truth as one's own self, one becomes rid of all mental agitations. All mental agitation. Asoka, what is agitation? Soka. I have gone beyond mind, intellect, therefore no soka. When we understand a thing as we understand ourselves, there will be no trace of doubt about it in us. You have to understand it clearly. After Brahman, you can't become J.K. Nair. And even if millions of people say you are J.K. Nair, I'm not going to accept it. Gurudev writes, even if hundreds of people were to come and tell me that I was Swami Govindananda, will I ever have any doubt as to who I am? Should such a thing happen, I would say there is definitely something wrong with them all. All of them are wrong. Once I have experienced that, after that if somebody tries to move me from that understanding, I will not accept it because I have experienced it. Such a man of merit who has known thus get rid of all his sins, papa. Sin is the negative vasana which creates agitation in the mind. Such a man becomes taintless. Even the good vasana should be got rid of. We are talking about from the highest level. From ignorant people, who is suffering, normally we say, because we know why he is suffering. He is suffering because of his past karma. Suffering is because of his bad past karma. Clear? That we know. So if he has to come out of that, what we have to prescribe? Do good karma. Punya karo. Punya karo. Seva karo. Aao, ye karo. Punya karo, punya. Then time will change. You will become a little bit pure, then we'll say, okay, now you have to do, come here, attend the class. Then slowly, 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 you will progress. So vasanas, good or bad, both are taints in the personality. In Brahman, the reality, even good vasanas are disturbances. If you go on doing punya, 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 you will get higher loka. That is a disturbance in your sadhana. Because for that punya, you have to take a birth to the higher loka and experience there and again come back here. That doesn't mean you should not do punya. Don't misunderstand. From the highest level, he is talking. From the standpoint of supreme peace, Param Shanti, even merits punya is relatively a bad, a sin, a pap. Gurudev writes. From the absolute point, not from our level, not from the jnani level. Without any grief, never can any sorrow ever reach him. The body, mind and intellect are three cancerous ulcers that pour forth the pus of sorrows into life. Body, mind, intellect. Body, mind, intellect means anatma. It is the anatma which is cancerous thing which will give you pus, sorrow. That we have decided long back. What is giving me sorrow? Body, mind, intellect, perceiver, feeler, thinker and object, emotion and thought. Jagat is giving me anything. Jagat starts from what? Jagat starts from my vritti, my thought. It is the subtle. And the whole world is giving me sorrow. Whenever I identify, it gives me sorrow. Whenever I identify with my vritti, it gives me sorrow. If I know the art of replacing vritti, I can come out of the sorrow. All joy and sorrows are experienced as a vritti, as a thought in mind. If I come to know the art of replacing thought, because millions of thoughts come in a day. If I know the art of changing the vritti from negative to positive, I will be happy. But if you want to be permanently happy, what do you have to do? Anandagan. You have to realize that. The pauseless calm and unbroken serenity of the pure Brahman, the Absolute, is no more affected by anything in life. You will never be disturbed by anything. You will clearly understand that this is the anatma which is giving me sorrow. Other than knowing the essential reality, which is the core of one's personality, other than knowing, there is no path. So first thing, be sure there is no path. Only path, the path, is the knowledge of self. For liberation from the bondage of becoming, there is no other way to get out of the entanglements of change. Those seekers who have a burning desire for liberation must try to know their real essential nature through a direct and immediate experience. Direct, first you have to have the theory, then comes the practical. Theory, you have to do it with the sravan. Then after that, manan. Reflect on that. Whatever the scripture has said, whatever the teacher has said, is correct. Then after that, nididhyasan. If you want to verify, it's not necessary in our Vedanta. If you are a uttam adhikari, sravan matrena jnanam bhavati. You don't have to reflect on that. If you have purified your equipment in the real life, because the same mind is coming, na, same subtle body is coming from million of lives. So if you have purified your mind in earlier life, but for some reason or other the body dropped before you got the knowledge, what will happen in this birth? You have got the purified mind now. A little bit of knowledge will help you, but se ho jayega. Many people ask, Raman Maharshi didn't have a guru. Are, uska sab ho ke paita tha wo to. Only little bit of experience was needed. He came out from his house, he went to, what is that? Arunachalam. Ho gaya. The moment he heard the word Arunachalam, when his relative came, something happened to him. He said, I have to go Arunachal. Bas, chalo. So it is all coming from the previous life. It's coming. So we will not be able to do it. Let us close today here. Atyata.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
टेस्ट हरिओम हरिओम.